Okay, so what have we accomplished in this workshop thus far? Well, one, let's review. You now have a whole list of personal development goals and timelines for their attainment, but most importantly, you have three specific one-year goals that you are inspired about and you are committed to achieving, and you know why. That's the power. Two, you've got a whole list of thing goals, kind of a shopping list of fun, and you've selected three things that you're absolutely committed to having within a year, and again, you know why, so you got that power behind you. And three, you've got a list of financial goals, of which three of them you're absolutely committed to achieving within the next year, and again, you know why. So you have nine goals now with the reasons behind them and a commitment to achieve them within a year. I got a question for you. How would you feel if within 1 year, all nine of those goals absolutely were mastered and attained? If you had developed those aspects of your life, if you had these things in your life and you were at this level economically, how would you feel about yourself? How would you feel about living and life and fun and your ability to set and achieve goals successfully now? Think about it. If you're not thoroughly inspired, you need some better goals. Go back and refine them or get some stronger reasons. If you are, you now have something that you will achieve. You want to take these nine goals and keep them in front of you on a consistent basis. You want to look at them daily. So you might want to put these on the inside cover of your journal or someplace that you're going to see it virtually every day. Your nine goals and why you're absolutely committed to achieving them. What else do we need to do? Two more things. One, we've got to develop a plan. So you're going to need to continue to do this on your own. But before you leave this moment, there's something I've learned about goal setting that has really empowered me. And that is, I try to never leave the sight of a goal where I've set one without taking some action towards its attainment. I mean, right now, so you get the power of a momentum behind you. So right now, next to your nine goals, I want you to come up with at least one activity you can take immediately, like right now or within the next 12 to 24 hours maximum. So let's say, for example, one of your personal development goals was you want to learn to dance or you want to learn to sing. Then I want you to go to right now and you're going to go to the phone as soon as the tape is done and make a call to set an appointment. Do not put it off. If one of your goals, personal development-wise, was to learn to speak a new language, you're going to make that phone call. If one of your personal development goals was to go on a diet, you're going to start that tonight. When are you going to make the commitment and what are you going to do to immediately initiate that? And if you're going to start tonight, call somebody and say, by the way, tonight don't make dinner. Because here's what I'm going to do, or here's what you should make for dinner. In other words, what is a single action you can take right away? If you have a big financial goal, for example, or a thing goal, you might say, well, Tony, what can I do? I set down this goal, and my goal was to have a new Mercedes-Benz. Well, great. Then you're to pick up the phone, and what's the first thing you do? Call and get them to send you a brochure, or go buy today and sit in one. What's something you could do right away? In other words, today is going to be a massive action day of making initial progress towards attaining these nine goals. You're going to have a heck of a day. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's your assignment today. Number one, to write down one action you can take in each of these nine areas and then to take that action today. I can't stress that enough. Do not leave the sight of a goal without taking some form of action to initiate that goal into becoming a reality. Does that make sense? Okay. The other thing I want you to do and finish off this tape with is this. I have learned, as I told you earlier, that it's useful not only to know why a goal is important, but also to take a look at what would the price be in your life if you didn't achieve a goal. In fact, one of the ways that I make decisions now that's really helped me in my life for a few years is I've developed this little thing I call my rocking chair test. And I offer it to you as a way of taking a look at your goals and making sure they make real sense for your life. Here's what I do. I imagine that I'm 85, 90 years old and I'm in my rocking chair. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking back on my life. And I look at the goals that I've considered. Like, for example, I decided I wanted to learn to fly helicopters. And I wasn't sure whether I should actually do it or not. I didn't have the time. I didn't really feel like it was a smart way to commit myself since I had so many other commitments out there. So what I did was this. I set the goal and I said, okay, let me look at it from two views. I'm 85, 90 years old. I'm in my rocking chair and I'm looking back on my life and I never learned to fly helicopters. What did I miss out on? How does it make me feel? Well, as I thought about it, I thought, God, I don't get to have the freedom. I don't get to share this incredible experience with other people of going 160 miles an hour, 10 feet above the water and doing what I call helicopter surfing. Kind of changes the state of normal surfers, but it's a lot of fun, right? But I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to go from San Diego to LA in 40 minutes. I'd have to keep driving for 3.5 hours for years and years and years each way. I'd miss out on seeing dolphins and whales and having fun and going on unique picnics up in the mountains with my lady at any time that I want to. I'd miss out on all that stuff. I'd miss out on so much juice. And in my rocking chair, I could see I wasn't willing to give up 40, 50, 60, 70 years of flying. It wouldn't be worth it. I'd always have remorse. Then I looked at the other perspective. What if I'm in a rocking chair, I'm 85 or 90, and I've been flying for 60, 50, 40, 70 years, whatever it would be? How would I feel then? And my state just brightened. I thought, what a life. To be able to fly, to think, to be, to do anything I want as quickly as I can and share it with all the people I care about. I mean, that's what life is all about. That's passion. That's joy. That is my life. I feel incredible about my life as I look back on it. I call that my rocking chair test, and it helps me make decisions real quickly. You can use it as well. Take a look at these goals and put yourself at age 80 or 90 in your rocking chair and say, okay, if I didn't accomplish these goals, how do I feel about myself and my life? What did it cost me? So that you see not only the benefit of getting the goal, but you also see, hey, there's going to be pain if I don't get it. So you get that double push, right, from the carrot and the stick. So you really follow through. And by the way, if you're already 80 or 90 and you're listening to this program, then of course you need to set a goal for 100 or 120. They asked George Burns, what's the key to old age? He said, keep breathing. So get an idea of what goals you have, no matter what age you are, how young or how old. Decide right now, how do you want your life to be as you mature? And as you look back on it, how do you want to feel about it? That's really the point here. Do your rocking chair test. And also get the pleasure. Right now, imagine you're there and imagine you've achieved all of these goals you wrote down. How do you feel about your life? How much more joy is there? How much more juice? See, on this day, when you went through this workshop, or fun shop, if you will, think about the impact it had on your life, the magic you created because one day you decided exactly how you wanted your life to be. Remember, clarity is power. Enjoy your trip to the rocking chair and be sure to come back here and enjoy the present as you work your way in that direction. Again, today can be the beginning of a new life. Make sure, do your rocking chair test, and figure out what actions you're going to take today, and then take those actions. Success comes from taking those initial steps. Use your personal power today, follow through on your actions, and reap the rewards. I'll see you tomorrow. Live with passion.